not just shown sort of English football, the fans, journalists, etc., etc., on Tuesday night what this football club can do, but perhaps just as importantly, it's shown them, hasn't it? The players.
Yeah. What, Chris?
No, oh. Just the win against Southampton.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. No, of course. But, I mean, how many times have we done it? You know, we've been to Aston Villa, we've been to Fulham, West Ham. So, we know we've got a good group of lads. We know we've got good players. It's hard in League One in terms of you've got to produce it week in, week out. And you know, as soon as you don't, you know, you might come unstuck, unfortunately. Because again, you know, you've seen what they've done last against Southampton, and what a brilliant performance.
Yeah.
Can you go and do that again? And from now to the end of the season, we've got another 20-30 games of Southampton's. We really have, and players need to realise that, and I think they do.
Yeah,
but they've got to produce that sort of level.
From a coaching sort of perspective, from your perspective, obviously, you know, the result apart, but what made that such a great performance, if you sort of dissected it from the touchline?
I think it's a case of, personally, it's 11 individuals who are on top of the game. As an individual, collectively as a team, everybody did the jobs. Most importantly, everybody worked as hard as they possibly could. And you put all them in together, and it's what you get. That's what sort of performance you get. The honesty, the work rate. We know players have got ability. We know players can score the goals. We know we can be solid at defence. So, but you've got to put them other three in as well. You've got to work hard. You've got to help your mate. But it was all there last night. And like Jenner said before, we played well.
Yeah.
It's not like we want a fluke 1-0 or anything like that. You know, we played well, limited them to very few chances. Mm. So that's what they need to produce week in, week out.
Possibly take even more from that by the fact that it wasn't a fluke. You know, it was deserved win.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. You know, Southampton have shot after shot at the bar post, but whatever penalty, whether it misses or whatever, you know, you think, oh, well, God, we've been a bit lucky there, but it wasn't the case of that at all.
Yeah.
You know, on the other side, you look at their team, you look at their players, whew, you know, as a manager, what's he saying after the game? I don't think they did enough, but we did, and that's why you get the victory.
There was two lads as well in there. I mean, it's almost been like a Roy the Rovers type story, hasn't it? You think Che Adams, Kieran Wallace, and to have them as part of that group that's achieved all that, I mean, it probably speaks volumes not only about the talent identification, I'll give you lads a pat on the back, but also their character as well.
It's incredible. You know, you bring a young lad in from Ilkeston Town Football Club, and everybody's after him, and you know, we're delighted that he's coming to our club. But it shows, it's been a bit unfortunate I haven't got on before, really. We've just been in them tight games, Oldham and Notts County, but it showed now he's had four. We haven't got any problems putting him in there at all. You know, he's a strong lad. So I think he's sort of forcing our hands a little bit, you know. We might be using him a little bit more. Because he's a young lad, you're not expecting to play him every week. You know, he's only a young lad. So. But he's shown massive ability. He's been brilliant in training. I think Flo as well. You know, he's had a tough injury. He had it tough when we first came to the club because he was out of it a little bit, and we didn't really get to know him that well. But he's worked extremely hard to get back. And he was a shock to anybody to see his name on that team sheet. Other than that. But he deserved it.
Yeah.
And I said to him, you know, go and enjoy it. He won't last, obviously, but go and enjoy it. And he just said thank you. You know, a player turn and I say thank you. You know, it's a great chance for me. Thank you very much. I mean, top man.
And another option as well.
And another option is getting fitter by, you know, every day. And he's a nice lad, and he's a good player. So it's a great asset to us.
Just in terms of another player that you mentioned earlier, but Mark McNulty, because he's someone, you had him at Derby, didn't you, I think, as well. It's not a flash in the pan. You've chased him for quite a long time as a group.
Yeah, we've had him, like I say, at Derby. Always rating him, his goal-scoring abilities.
Yeah.
And I think, being totally honest, really, we've always, you know, before that Southampton game, we think, you know, he's got a little bit more in the tank. You know, we've been telling him week in, week out, you know, there is a little bit more. we're looking, you know, for him to produce that. Yeah. I think Southampton was all round game. I think he was absolutely outstanding. To cause the two central halves as much trouble as he did on his own was scary, really. But like we just said, and we all said, you know, you've set the standard now, you've set the bar.
Yeah.
And we're not expecting anything less than that.
Is that where Mark's got to improve his
sort of
just affecting the game other than his finishing, as it were?
Yeah, you know, it's his all-round game. You know, I know he won up front there, but it's important. What Mark did the other night, which I thought we got a lot of success from, was, you know, the ball down the channel.
Yeah.
Now, Premiership teams aren't really used to that because they play all the nice football, and, you know, but Mark's got pace on him as well, and you know, we'd already put in a few into the channels, and he exploited that, and it caused some problems. Yeah. So what you do is, like their centre half did, he puts it out for a throw in, well, we just progress 80 yards and we can get the ball down and play from there. So that's what you've got to learn a bit. I think sometimes you're a little bit lazy. I don't know if you like me saying that or not, but he's a little bit lazy in terms of that channel running. Now, if he can make them channel runs like he did and cause problems, then absolutely super.
Well, you need the brutal honesty to improve that, don't you? If somebody's just telling you stuff that you want to hear, I guess, week in, week out.
Correct.
Yeah.
Honesty is... Gaffer is massive on players' honesty, and, you know, we check everything, you know, the record, and we know he's a good lad. We know he's a good lad. But he knows as well. I know he's got a few goals as well, but he knows that performance against Southampton was really, really up there, and he has to keep doing that week in, week out.